It's the Fots.
You heard.
Yo.
Feeling different. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like baseball players, spring training, got to get back to it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Feel, definitely, I like our format. I miss this format.
Nah, 100%.
I think we've been moving around a lot lately.
Yeah, moving, shaking,
and shaking and baking, you know, and I think miss the Fots format.
For sure. And you know what's crazy?
What's
that
up?
I'm sure Gaba's super happy about?
What?
We haven't shot in a minute, and we didn't say, we're back.
Well, you just said it.
You know what I mean?
No, listen, man.
We seasoned vets right now, bro.
It seems like that, man. I've been getting a lot of people saying that they've been going and listening to our... They've been listening to us tell them to go listen. Because, you know, the video numbers are cool, but people been listening, man.
Yeah, video numbers is trash.
Yeah, well, the video...
But it's a process,
well,
see?
Well, the YouTube numbers is trash.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, but...
I keep it a buck.
Our Instagram... Yeah, because he wants to say it's trash.
Nah, I'm just keeping it a buck. We got work to do. You can't get complacent.
We're definitely not complacent, but the Instagram numbers are
Instagram
good.
Fire.
Yeah, we got some good numbers on Instagram. But
you know what I mean?
I mean, I like the fact that we're definitely... This is our format, man. And I missed our format.
Yeah, nah, this is... we're home.
Literally. Yeah, you know, this is our home.
Yeah, nah.
Like, we've been in other people's home, and now it's good to be back at your own, honestly.
Yeah, nah, I definitely missed this.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Pardon the pun, as always, but... This is great. It's crazy when you do other things and outside of your house. It's like you come home. It's like,
you sit back in your chair.
I get snuggly in my chair.
You comfy. You know what I'm saying? I've been. You know, the crazy part of it is I've been seeing like Cheek Lemon Lenny going crazy.
Yeah,
they've been going ham. Like
I know Cheeks is in orbit right now. So.
I know. My bad, Kaba. I know Voldemort is not supposed to say his name, but...
Listen, I didn't say we back. We said
yeah,
Cheeks.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but nah, I just wanted to big them up. The pod looked...
Looks
amazing. I want to shout them out. Like,
yeah.
It looks...
Nah,
like,
I think
I watched it the other day. It was dope, man.
Nah, I think what's happening, too, is that, you know, Ken started his pod.
Yeah.
You know, we had the call as far as with the pods and stuff like that.
Shout
and,
out to DJ Epps.
237. Like, 237. All of y'all.
Yeah, man. We coming together.
It's just dope. And, you know, I'm going to 237 on Sunday.
Yeah, I know, because you're one of your idols is going to be...
My idols. God, I didn't even tell you. Everybody watching, listen. My joke on Zooms is that this is not a filter. This is real white in my beard, right?
Yeah.
So I'm an old school guy.
Very.
So 237. This is I'm gonna tell you a
quick
story.
Shout out to our guys from Row.
So we go on this call, right? The Zoom call. Mm-hmm. First time I'm meeting Epps. Epps is Dawn's guy.
Shout out to Epps, my guy.
DJ for Rock the Bells.
Yeah.
So we say what's up or whatever, and I tell him, I was like, yo, Epps. One thing I need when you come to New York and you go to Rock the Bells, I said, I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like my brother to be there. Brother Vic, shout out Vic.
Vic, what up?
I said, and I need to battle Scoob and Scrap. Scoob and Scrap are Big Daddy Kane's backup dancers.
Yep.
So those were my idols growing up.
Facts.
So Kurt goes,
yeah.
Yo, we could set that up. He's coming on the pod.
Yep.
I was like, no way.
He's like, Sunday.
He goes, Sunday, April 4th. I said, no way. He was like, so we can set that up. I said, then I just was like, yo, forget that battle. I said, you serious? He's going?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So I'm going, I'm pulling up, I'm going to super fanboy. That's how I am. You know what I mean? I may battle him.
But yeah, nah, I mean, that'd be good. That'd be good for an intro.
Yeah, no, but it's dope. There's a lot of things are happening. I mean, we posted about our partnership. We've been speaking about it a lot with Fluent. It's a big thing for us.
It's Infuse. Amazing. Shout out to Infuse.
Yeah, I mean.
Fluent, the whole Fluent team, Infuse team.
It's an amazing situation for us, you know.
Kayla, what's up?
Don and I always talk about that this started as an idea and to be partnered with a publicly traded company.
Facts.
To see the vision that we collectively have and to just, this group is now the partners of culture and content for them.
Yeah.
And it's dope.
I mean, yo, listen, man, you know, shout out to our boy Kev, what's good, my guy, and definitely one of those things that helped create, it's actually helping create the vision, you know, for than the, you know, the yellow brick road that we're
creating. It's just another.
We're making the yellow brick road as we go along.
I just keep hearing Sierra level up. Level up. But that's just kind of like what
it's been amazing too. Like it's people say, you know, it's not the destination, it's the journey. Sometimes the journey can get tiresome.
100%
And it also can get kind of like, it kind of can feel like it's never going to get over that hump.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, having partners yourself, Mike, you already know how I feel, like, when it comes to, like, you know, how we started this interesting concept and now it's building out into something. Bro, I lean on you a lot because sometimes, you know, the level up, it always comes with some type of, like, constraint. You know what I'm saying? It's always something that's going to feel as if that you can't go over that. Well, and once you kind of, like, look at your team and kind of, like, take a deep breath, this is the next phase of what we're building out. And having this partnership with Fluent, you know, Infuse, it's kind of it's dope, man. It's something dope that we can share with our kids and then the team around us, knowing that this is an opportunity that it's not just us. This, we're doing this legitimately to change the landscape for y'all.
Yeah, and it's shifting, right? Mind shift, and it's only going to get better. Word. You know, like, throughout this process and this transition and all of these type of things, you know, and I wanted to definitely speak on this because I don't know, there may be people that feel the way that I feel, that I've told you, you know, you got to be the best version of yourself.
Yep.
And for me, the best analogy that I've had, and I've shared this with Don, I want to share with people, like, I feel like, to put it in a, like I said, an analogy is I'm a 100-watt light bulb, but I feel like I've been shining at 60 watts.
Got you.
And I have to shine at 100 watts.
Nah, for right? sure.
Tupac, I saw that. Yeah, listen, don't ever dim your light because of other people's insecurities.
Of course.
That's not happening anymore. And I was having this conversation, and it was just like, I'm going to be that 100 watts. For everybody, for my team, like, and everybody should be that. And if people look at me and think, "Oh, you think you all that?" Yes, I do. I actually do. I'm all what I am.
For sure.
Right? And that's how I'm able to be the best version of me for the team.
Word.
Right? I have to shine at my brightest so that it helps the team. Because everybody knows how I move, right? It's all about team.
Team.
Everything that we speak about is team.
Word.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm excited. This is great. We also, he has a surprise box.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So
we have to speak about it.
We definitely never really have, like, anything in our shots, right? So, yo, shout out to our Ethica family. We got another shipment in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the draws went fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Listen,
the disc group draws went fast. We had an eclipse yesterday.
And that's perfect.
And this is perfect for the eclipse. But I want to shout out our Ethica family, our partners. Ben, what's up, my boy? You know,
Vic, what up?
Yo, Vic was good.
You should open. Yo, bro, you gotta do an unboxing, bro.
Is it an unboxing?
You gotta be like an influencer where you see.
So look,
you know what
man.
Saying?
So they give you a card. You know, it's a disc group card. But it's a disc group card that has the Ethica at the top, so you can see that it's not just a postcard that they put. So it looks like, you know, it looks like the eclipse yesterday. So it's perfect timing. You know what I'm saying? And you see some of the Ethica family here, Rick Ross, this one, that one. Yeah, what's up, man, my guy? And then you know, they give you some Ethica stickers.
Nah,
you
know, man. What
I'm saying? I feel like I'm definitely unboxing like I'm on Amazon. But anyway, and then on here, on the package, you can see it. It's a little drawers.
Little sticker.
Little sticker with the drawers. It shows what it looks like.
With the drizzies.
You know what I'm saying? And then, let me take this out.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, pause. And then
speaking
the Ethica.
Speaking of my boxers saying I'm taking it out.
The Ethica. This is the Ethica, this group collaboration. You know, Ethica at the top, this group on the left-hand side with the logo. Thank you to our Ethica family. We really appreciate it.
Nah.
We have a few. We're going to have them. You know, they went fast like in like 2 weeks last time. So
yeah, we might go 2 for 5.
You know, yeah, because they got garbage.
Add a zero at the end of that five.
So we definitely appreciate you guys, man, and thank you so much. And I had a whole box just to show you guys that we ain't fronting. We got another box of them with other boxes coming. But this is definitely a dope look for us, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, you know what? You know what we're going to do? This is going to be spontaneous right now.
What's up?
Because we only got 56 followers. Yeah. Like 56 views. If you comment, right, we sending you. We sending you the draws.
Oh, yeah.
I feel good today. I feel good today. Yeah, you comment, you make a comment guy, on YouTube, guy, we sending you the draws.
This guy is Oprah. Give you one. Give you one.
We sending you the draws.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Yo, bro, it's the Eclipse draws. We gotta run with that.
Nah, it's the Eclipse draws by Ethica and this group. You heard?
You know, so, I'm an acronym guy. ED. Not that ED, but Eclipse draws.
Yeah,
right?
But listen. But nevertheless, though, definitely if you want the draws, please comment, like, and share on all platforms, YouTube, Instagram. And we will definitely send you some.
Sending you the draws.
The draws.
Did you like that? That was spontaneous. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah, we definitely didn't talk about that. So,
you know what I mean?
But, I mean, we could do that because we have a team that we can send it out. We got the draws.
Word. But nah, but that's great. So, I guess that's the small talk because we haven't been here for a while.
Nah, for sure.
So, what we want to start with today?
I think we should go with, like, what Instagram is. What Instagram is to this new age.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Take it away.
Well,
I'm let you rock.
All right. Well, I mean, so Instagram, obviously, most companies nowadays, when you get a new job, they ask you for your social media. Mm-hmm. In particularly, your Facebook or your Instagram.
Yeah.
And your Twitter. I mean, well, X. So, but Instagram and Facebook, I know for sure because I've seen it on people's applications that they're taking, and they look at your Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
The perception on your Instagram can make or break you even getting the job.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy to me because the way you are at work is may not be the way that you are when you're off work. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that are real stuck up at work, and then when you actually chill with them or be around them in different settings, they're the most interesting people in the world.
Yeah.
Or the most more calmer people in the world. So for me, I think that's it's almost like, you know, listening to rap music and playing it in court. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a good analogy.
No, I mean for that aspect of it, I mean you have there's real, right? You're a real person, but then you also have a professional life, then you have your personal life. So I get I understand what you're saying, and I understand, like, you know, as far as companies wanting to see.
Yeah.
You know, some people are a little reckless, you know, but again, like you're saying, we're in an age where that is your resume, not even just for work. Like, literally, you know, when I was telling you, you know, went to the Yankee game yesterday. Shout out Trench.
Yo, Trench,
yo,
man.
Y'all looked out. Tickets for me and Don and the fam.
Yo, JP, Rye.
Word, appreciate y'all.
Appreciate y'all.
But went and got cool with the guy that worked there, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, yo, anytime you're here, you know, hit me up, whatever. And immediately I'm like, yo, I want to see what his IG is like, because that's how nowadays, how you see how the type of person is. You know what I'm saying? Good, bad, or indifferent, but you know what I'm saying? So it's true. Like, I think everybody is doing that, and I think kids nowadays also don't realize from the professional side. Yo, be who you're going to be, and I get that, but you got to be careful. Because you could be one way. You know, if it's completely opposite, I guess it's okay, but if you're professionally an Ivy League student, you know, Harvard, MBA, do all this type of stuff on paper, then you go on your IG,
and
you wild for the night. You
know, but listen, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard, like, people that work in fast food restaurants, they found out some of their employees were on OnlyFans, and they fired them. You know what I'm saying?
To me, that's nuts.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if it's because they probably wore the uniform.
I would understand.
Yeah, you know
that
I mean?
I would understand.
But I mean, but like you said, they have to be very, very careful because one, for the job aspect, and then two, the resume aspect, because it's also a business.
Of course.
So it's like it goes into like even making money on Instagram outside of even like the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people don't understand that either. So like, I think some of the top, you know, like, I don't know what the top 2% of like entertainment people, they understand what their Instagram is worth. Like Kevin Hart talks about it when he promotes a movie, he says that you didn't pay me to promote on my Instagram.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or, and then he discusses a price for that.
Right.
So that, you know, because he has, I don't know, 100 and something million followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So that's also a promotion tool that you got to pay
100%.
For. So I was actually looking I'm looking up some stuff the other day to see about who's like the highest paid, like Instagram post per post, like not like series of posts, just for one. And I got the top seven. I wanted to share.
I would love that.
Like, so at number seven, we got Kim Kardashian at 2.1 million per post.
For one.
At number six, we got Ariana Grande at 2.2 million per post. Per post, right? At number five, we have Dwayne Johnson, you know, The Rock.
I mean,
per post, 2.3 million. Right? Nice. Number four, we have Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
Per post, 2.3 million. Mm. Right? Mm. Number two.
Great. You went from five to two.
Oh, my bad. Number three, I'm looking, because I wanted to talk about this guy.
He was in non-regions.
Nah, my bad. Yeah, regions, my bad. Number three, because I was looking at...
I'm sorry, I haven't been here for a while. I got to
fuck with you. Nah, it's cool, because I was looking at number two. But number three, Selena Gomez.
Really?
2.5 million per post.
Okay.
Now, here's where it gets dicey. You know what I'm saying? Cause, yeah. Because everybody's thus far I've spoken about has been what? Like entertainment.
Yeah.
Right? All has been entertainment, music, you know, and stuff like that. Number two... is Lionel Messi.
I could get that.
At 2.5 million per post.
Is number one Ronaldo?
And number one is freaking Ronaldo at 3.2 million.
So we got to change Solomon's name to back to Ronaldo. Because he's your son. Yo. It can't be Mbappe. Mbappe, well, you got to start get with it on social media. But he's Ronaldo. Back to Ronaldo.
The crazy part about this is that this amount of money for one post, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But I get it. You know why? And again, you'll like that I'm saying this about your sport.
Yeah.
Everybody else, yes, they're international, you know, but soccer is, to me, is like universal. Like soccer is everywhere.
For sure.
Right? And that's why it makes sense as far as, you know, because you got Ronaldo. Ronaldo is not a... He ain't, you know, super pause. He ain't an ugly guy.
Nah,
like,
sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many ways you can go with that. And, you know, the world knowing who you are and you're nice at your sport.
Yeah.
Bro, he's like a triple threat. You know what I'm saying?
But the crazy part about this is that goes to show you if you put the time and effort into something or, like, you know, you can do the same thing. Yeah. Even if you're not getting paid $2 million. If you're getting paid $1 million per post, that's crazy.
Remember when... what was the dude? I think pronounced his name Kobe Lamb. He was number one. Oh, was he just number one on TikTok? It was like $750, right?
Yeah, he's gonna pay like $750.
That's crazy. $750K.
Yeah, but nevertheless, though, imagine like you work your Instagram or social media, whatever that is, so you get paid X, Y, and Z dollars. Like people be trying to talk crazy about Country Wayne. But he does very well on Facebook.
He's super consistent.
And he's, not to mention, at the end of the day, if you don't like him, that's cool.
Yeah.
To each his own. I like his stuff because I watch, I like the series of the stuff that he does. And I watch it. He's telling a story while giving you some jokes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he's able to use a vehicle like Facebook, that when nobody was messing with it, now everybody's going back to it. And the younger generation now is starting to get more Facebook pages because of like Instagram and all that good stuff. But the crazy part about this is he's made millions of dollars off of Facebook.
Yep.
Millions. Mm-hmm. I just think that you should take your Instagram, you know, because obviously it's connected. Facebook, Instagram's connected. Take it serious because you can essentially turn your posts into dollars.
Yeah, and I think Meta wants that, right?
Yeah.
That's another thing, like a little... It's not even like a hack, but just understand that any social media platform, when they introduce anything new, use it because that's what they want.
Yeah.
They want you to use that. So once Meta sits there and says, hey, now you can share your Instagram story, say yes. You do what you want. But the thing is that they care about the new thing. So you always have to, if they see you using their new product, that's what it is. Because going sidebar, like the algorithm, right? What I've been seeing a lot of is... people complaining about the algorithm.
For sure.
Right? Like all of these followers where, as I remember, I've said it here before, like you can tell when somebody bought following and stuff like that. And I don't know if you can anymore because you'll have all of these followers and these comments and likes are low, but it's the algorithm. Like I've seen a lot of people on Threads, on Twitter, like complaining, like, yo, how is this possible? Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I wish I had the answer. You know what I mean? But it's crazy how that, like, maneuvering through this landscape, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you post, you hear all this information. Do this, post here, do this amount of time, blah, blah. And it's like you're at the mercy of the algorithm.
But that's why being multi-platformed, I guess that's some word.
That's going to be.
Yeah, multi-platformed. You got to coin that, right? That you have to, you shouldn't just be on one platform. You should be on everything that comes out. Y'all should also, if y'all not on there yet, y'all should get on there. Fan base, shout out to Isaac. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And because that's another thing that's going to be competing with everything else that's out there. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, just give him a shout out to be keeping a buck. He came out with subscriptions. He was the first platform to come out with subscription. And then everybody followed suit. This is just a fact. You know, fan base, you know, and it's a newer platform. And it's everything in one, too. It's like Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all of it in one. And that's going to be, I think it's going to be a competitor shortly, too.
Yeah. It's just literally like what you said. There's a lot of other platforms that be coming out. Fanbase been here for a minute. Mm-hmm. I think what they do well, and it's not like we got paid to talk.
Yeah, not at all.
You know, the seamless transition from taking all of your content to be able to throw it there. Yep. You know, the technology or whatever to bring that over there.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the problem, right? Even with us, like with brands, like, you know, we tell people, okay, you got to stay on one platform, mm-hmm. right? And then you're trying to get this person, hey, you just put the story, you mm-hmm. know, put the link in your story, and then you're clicking them to another platform where somebody got to sign up or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it becomes a process, whereas literally, you know, Fanbase, I'm pretty sure it's just click, and it all migrates everything.
Yeah,
that's
and,
crazy.
And that's pretty dope. But that's so that they're going to be a competitor, and now you have a giant like TikTok talking about they want to be a competitor to Instagram with TikTok Notes. So remember when Instagram first came out, it was pictures only.
Right.
Now, not TikTok, IG came out. It was only pictures only.
Yeah.
So it was only pictures only on IG. Now TikTok is like, all right, we're going to go back to that, and we're going to now compete on that type of platform. It's called TikTok Notes. It should be coming out shortly. When I heard the name, I just thought that it's definitely going to change because it has to be seamless some way, but I've been seeing the notifications on TikTok. They're coming up that it's coming out soon.
How did they not have us in the marketing meetings? You could have called it TikTok. That's free for y'all.
Yeah, it's not free. We're about to go ahead.
If we see TikTok.
Yo, listen, we're about to register.
TikTok Notes.
Listen, man, we're about to.
Sorry.
Let me hit John now to let him know.
Yeah.
To send that. And, please, because that's. But nevertheless, though, that it's competitive. Because mm-hmm. Now it's going to force other platforms to do something else.
Yeah.
With their, you know, with whatever kind of technology they're going to have to create. But this is, it's just more and more and more. And people are going to take these opportunities to create money. And I think because the landscape is so big, yo, even though people may not be making millions of dollars, people are making enough to pay mortgages.
Yeah.
Now, if you're getting an extra $5,000, $10,000 a month, or $3,000 a month from just posting your videos or your pictures, and you're like, yo, listen, I would love to make 30, but I just made, you know, $3,500.
Yeah.
You know, for the past 3 months, 4 months. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
Bro, this is what's happening now is it's people are starting to there's money involved, and we've spoken about this, and that's why everybody's jumping into this. Oh, it's going to be $450 billion by 2027. Yeah. I think that was what it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like with all of these platforms, they're competing for your eyeballs.
Yeah.
They just want your eyeballs, and you have to understand, like, see, we come from the music side, and they used to say, hey, you know, the word business is longer than the word music because you got to focus on business, right? But that's the same thing.
That's crazy. That you say that, right? For sure.
But it's similar here where it's the creator economy. Mm-hmm. And now you're dealing with art, right? So you have creators, but there's an economy that's been built. Mm-hmm. The economy means that there's money, and you got to focus on that, right? Because that's the happy medium. It's like, okay, I'm a creator, but there's money. Because it's a business. Look, we've created a business based off of this, but we understand the business. We understand the economy. So if you want to be a creator and make money, you have to focus on the economy. And I'm not saying chase the money. Focus on that part.
Yeah.
People are trying to make money. That's what they're trying to do. And the way you facilitate that, you don't have to be a snake, a shark, whatever, and it has to, again, chasing the money. Just focus on that economy part because you'll be okay. Like what you're saying is like, yes, you would love to make 2.5, 2.3 million a post, but you got to start somewhere.
Facts.
You know what I mean? We've had people that we've put them in position, be like, oh my God, I just made, a couple hundred dollars. You got to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere. I understand everybody wants this, right? Like that?
Yeah.
Like, want this?
Yeah,
see that. But they want instant gratification. We know that. This is the world we live in. But you got to build out. You know, how great is it for us? Hey, I made a couple of hundred. Oh, wow, I got this deal. It's a couple of thousand. Yeah. Wow, I can't believe I just... Like, that's the goal. And you know, everybody out there is trying to figure it out. And,
And I just want to give a shout-out to actually Oblox.
You know Oblizzy.
Oblizzy.
That's right.
I just want to give a shout-out to our boy. He's been very patient. He's a content creator, right? He's definitely a street biker. He'll wheelie from here to Africa. And
last time you said Brooklyn.
Yeah, but now
he's nicer now. He got the e-bike.
He got the e-bike, yeah. So you know what I'm saying? He can charge it up. But he the best part about him is that he trusts the process, right? He definitely was like, yo, whatever you guys say. And it's not like goals. Oh. He was understanding the aspect of strategy.
Yeah.
And he understood this. He's like, all right, but he was like, explain to me some more. I don't get it, but I do trust you guys. Let me see how this works. And we had to, have a conversation with a brand that he's going to be, like the East Coast director for, which he is. We're about to make the announcement soon. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, though, we had to show him the process on how and the art of negotiation. And that was for some content creators, is one of the hardest things to do. Mm-hmm. So for the art of negotiation, we was able to show him how it starts to where it finishes and to where the happy medium came together. Uh-huh. And he came out on top and he was like, yo, I was getting this. Now I'm getting this. Yo, you guys, when a content creator tells you that, yo, bro, you guys have changed my life again. Yo, that's kind of interesting to me. You know what I'm saying? The first one was when he started his business. Mm-hmm. He's like, yo, you guys helped me get my business together. Then he goes, yo, you guys got me more money and you guys got me a position. Mm-hmm. And now I'm able to do other things that I can also help other writers. He's like, yo, this is again going to level me up. So there's so many steps that he has taken to get here. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest steps that he's taken was trusting in us that we knew what the hell we were doing.
Yep.
So
shout out to you, O.
Shout out to you, O Blocks, man. I definitely, Mike and I definitely are super proud of you. And and let's continue to keep it going up, brother.
That was crazy. And that's the beauty of, like what you said, the trust, and this seems like it's going to be an influencer name dropping.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it.
No, but it's just shouting the people out.
Shouting people out.
But like even Commodore with our other Kata the Creator, right?
Yeah.
Commodore said, he came, shot, did what we did. And the best part of that was when he said, I didn't even know what this was. Yeah, he said, Don reached out. And I was like, all right. Like, whatever. He was like, I had no idea what this was. That's that right there speaks volumes. Because he was like, yo, I trust y'all.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and that's the biggest thing for us is that people trust us in this interesting business.
No, for sure.
Especially when last time we were talking about the 1% of the people that make money here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so essentially, the people that are making millions of dollars are far and wide from people that are not. And we're kind of in the trenches with the people that are not.
Yeah, yeah.
No shout, no pun with the trend.
But it's like, it's like the Logan Pauls of the
for
world.
Sure.
You like that? I just alley-ooped that.
Yeah, I see that.
I just alley-ooped that.
Nah, but that's like the
right
Logan
Paul. I'm like Chris Paul.
Nah, but that's like Logan Paul. Like
100%.
Where they started on YouTube.
Right. And now where are they?
And now, and then they also now are bringing other people.
Exactly.
So like a person like Speed. Like Speed is probably, you know, one of the top streamers in the world.
That was a hectic club back in the day, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember that club. Oh, snap, Speed. That's funny. That's cool. Woo. But yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, but Speed then became a part of WrestleMania. You know, Logan had Logan Paul, Speed, and to top it off, KSI, Speed, Logan Paul, and the grand return. You got The Rock, and now he sits on the board or something like that, and it became a bigger event. So now you have these social media stars.
Yeah.
That, like, it's crazy because The Miz was from reality.
Yes.
Right? And
where's he at now?
I think he's still wrestling.
He's still won the tag team champion.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So now look.
From real world champion.
But look what they did. They took reality TV stars. They take in the social media stars. And they're putting them together. Because I saw Lil Wayne there too.
Yeah.
I saw Lil Wayne there too. You know who's heavy in that? Also too.
Ayo.
Ken Starr is huge with WrestleMania. Yeah. Like ridiculous to the point that you would think that's his whole life. You know what I'm saying? Like he is definitely one of them guys. And he actually got me back into watching because after you find out it's fake, you just like, all right, cool.
It's fake. It's not fake.
Nah. Yeah. It's not fake. Nevertheless, it's good storylines. It's like a soap opera for people that like action, right?
Yeah.
So I guess that's what it is. And, you know, his birthday was a daggone.
WrestleMania.
Cancelmania. Like, this is his thing. I like the fact that people are getting back in tune.
Are you watching, like, for real?
Nah, yeah, I'm getting back into it because... But I'm getting back into it for different reasons, though.
Yeah. Is Gorilla Monsoon still there?
I don't know. This guy is crazy. I want to say, is Bret Hart still there? It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
But the reason why I'm getting back into it is not for the purposes of watching wrestling matches.
From a business aspect.
I'm watching the brands.
Yeah, I get it.
WrestleMania had freaking Prime on the mat.
That made sense.
All over the place.
Yo, those dudes, Logan and Jake Paul.
KSI.
I could care KSI. Less KSI about too, yeah. I could care less about what you feel about those dudes. Like, yo, they doing it, right?
They put in
from
the
a business standpoint, it's not like, oh, they getting that Brit. No. Yeah, they are. But from a business marketing end, they kill it.
Yeah, they put in that work.
They kill it.
Listen, and KSI, because it's KSI thing and Logan Paul with Prime.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it has become a takeover. Because I know my son. When I brought the case home, it's almost like he couldn't.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, this thing is mad sweet. He's like, no, it's not. It's good. And I'm like, why do you like it? Because KSI and Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Like, and it was more about that. You know, he was I brought him thousands of water bottles. That free Prime.
The metal one?
Yeah. The free Prime water bottle. It was almost like he won an Oscar.
Yeah.
He was in there like. I'm like, yo, bro, come on, man. Like,
the slow-mo video.
Yeah, like, I'm like, yo, what's up? He was like, yeah. But I understand what marketing does, and that's what it does. They market to our kids.
Right.
And the crazy part about this is that WrestleMania, I'm pretty sure a deal was struck to have it all over the place. And it just became crazier.
And I think it's crazy that we're talking about social media and WrestleMania and like wrestling, because it's something that, when we talk about marketing, the analogy we always use is be like, hey, you have to WWE this thing.
Nah, for sure.
Right? You have to come up, because with WWE, the storyline is already set, and then you see the match and everything. Like you said, it's like a novela.
Yep.
Novela is a soap opera.
Soap opera, yes.
For people that like action.
Mm-hmm.
So with brand deals and marketing, when you come to us, it's like, okay, let's have a conversation. And if there's going to be a rollout, you roll this thing out. And it could show 3-4 months out, 5 months, 6 months, but the plan is already here. Just like WWE, this is what's going to happen. This is who's going to be the champ. This is what's going. okay, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to roll this out. This is how we're going to piece this together. We'll come out with a code. We'll do this. Mm-hmm. You have to do that, and that's why they're doing it so well. And like you said, think about it. People know it's fake, but they tune in.
Yeah.
Because reality is fake now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? Reality shows are fake.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some realness to it.
Yeah.
But people know. It's like, think about it. Back in the days, people didn't know if wrestling was real or fake, right? Mm-hmm. When reality shows came out, they didn't know it was real or fake. Now you have, again, the consumer is smart.
Yeah.
It's like, you didn't know you have a camera in your house coming and say, hey, I didn't know you were coming. You have to set that up. Like those little things. There's certain realities of it.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, I love how WWE markets and like what you're saying as far as with The Rock. Rock is awesome to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He does his thing.
And just also give the shout out to, you know, the whole that WWE, like the company aspect of what they're doing from a diversity standpoint. The women that are there, you know, they're rock solid. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're out here doing their numbers. And me personally, I like the fact that they're bringing a lot of Latin, they're bringing that flavor back. Like, I remember back in the days, they had Los Boricuas.
Did they?
Yeah, you remember that back in the days? Yeah, they had.
That was on Long Island, B. No, that was WWE.
That's when it actually was WWF. So that's a fact.
Los Boricuas?
Yeah, I'm telling you, look it up.
There's no way there was Los Boricuas. That had to be on like AWA or.
I'm telling you, it was.
That was on Bronxnet.
Nah, man, I'm telling you, it was like.
Los Boricuas is so stereotypical.
Yeah, see?
No way.
Yeah.
Is it tag team?
Tag team, too.
I think it was four of them.
Four?
No way! And they all came in one car?
But the guy that used to say, he's like, Los Boricuas. I'm like, no, it's Boricua, man. Yeah, see?
Nah, bro. Yo, I'm starting that again. Who we got? Who we got here? Me, Gaba. Oh, but you're not full, right? Oh, so you can't. You could be like the Jimmy South. You could be the manager. Me, John. Oh, Cheeks is half too.
Yeah, man. So you put both
Ken.
Of them.
Ken's half too. God.
Yeah, so you just put Cheeks and Copper together. That's one.
That's Boricua. One. There you go. Me, John, and Ken, and who else? Commodore's half. Here we go. We got it.
Los Boricuas.
This Boricuas.
Yo. But that's hilarious, though.
Yo, bro, I apologize.
Yeah, no, it's all good, man. I
don't know everything.
That's what happens. I always think I do. That's what happens, you know? You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, I like that the representation. It's not Rey Mysterio Jr. because he was also, I think he was Mexican, I think.
What about Razor Ramon? What is he?
He was a white guy.
Was he?
Yeah. Rest in peace, but he wasn't.
R.I.P.
Yeah, I think it was an act. Yeah, it wasn't. He wasn't even.
So isn't that the dude that
Scott Hall?
Isn't who's the AO?
That's
Razor Ramon. Right?
Yeah, oh, okay. He's not.
So Ken keeps his spirit alive.
Yeah. So, but I love the fact that like I like that diversity as far as the Latin. They showing that and I don't know the guy's name now who has the mask. I don't know if it's Rey Mysterio. He's not Rey Mysterio. It's somebody else. But he's also heavy into the hip hop world as well.
Yeah,
because I see somebody else, they be around. Like even having like Snoop Dogg involved, Lil Wayne was just there. Wale is a big WrestleMania fan since he came into the business. He was
is Junkyard Dog still there?
Nah, bro.
No Coco Beware.
Oh my gosh, this guy is definitely sure.
Bruno Sammartino.
This guy is crazy. No, Los Boricuas.
I'm just trying to have the demo go up.
But nah, I mean, I just think that, you know, from the standpoint, from a social media standpoint,
yeah.
they're mixing in the newer guys to show that it can happen. And all that does is it's a cross promotion of their fan base and this fan base, and then it brings it into one, and then it's just one big melting pot of money.
Nah, for sure.
I remember seeing that. Bad Bunny was there. Yo, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to his concert on Friday.
Are you?
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
I'm being a supportive husband.
That's good.
You know, gonna be VIP.
You gonna be a VIP.
I don't know. It's, you know,
I like that.
My wife loves him.
Yeah, I mean I like
going to see B-Rabbit. You heard?
B-Rabbit.
That's how I told him. Be like, who you going to see Friday?
B-Rabbit. I actually like Bad Bunny.
Yeah, I like some of the songs. It's just I'm not infatuated.
No, no, no. I'm not. I'm talking about from a marketing standpoint. Like, he's definitely very marketable.
Yo, bro, he kills it. Like, yeah. That's the thing, too. Is like certain things I may not be super fan of.
Yeah.
But I respect, you know, that there's people in this industry. That yeah, I'm like, he's not a fan, but I respect.
Nah, he's definitely.
He's killing it.
He's killing it. Like,
VIP.
To the point that he's able to be on WrestleMania, to be all these things, and it bridges the gap, the Latin gap, with, you know, with whatever, because you know you hate that word, and I do too, but I use the Latinx word, but yeah, I hate it too, but that's how they stare. It's almost like saying even the Black Initiative, like it's the same thing. It's like they kind of group us into something, but the fact that I'm able to see that, it's pretty dope to me, man. I love the fact that people can make money and take care of their kids and their families and do what they need to do and live out their dreams by way of, you know, coming into this establishment and making it their own.
Yeah, WWE is killing it. That's the bottom line. Y'all killing it and making actually Logan Paul, United States, what is it? So, the fact that he got a belt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not like he's just a part. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got about smart. You're listening to the right people.
And they got The Rock. That's he made, yeah.
I wish I could do that.
People's champ, man. You know what I'm saying? He made. You know, I think the WrestleMania has probably been the most watched.
Is it
since he got?
Do we have numbers, back. Gabba? What's the viewing numbers? Because I was just about. See, this is gonna. This is what happens. We have our topics and then we start talking. Because I was literally gonna talk about the NCAA women's. Because I want to know what those numbers are like too. Because that was you know, again from the business side. So what we got?
All right, so we'll cut this. I'm going to give you it like as if you guys
know. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pick my nose up.
It says this shit shattered multiple records.
WIP.
So the gate for WrestleMania was up 78%.
God damn.
It's crazy.
Yo.
From last year. Viewership was up 41%. And Fanatics merch sales was up 20%.
Oh, so that means Mike Rubin made money.
He was there. Front row.
This nigga was off the top rope with Jimmy Snuka.
Okay, here we go. The first record they broke is 660 million views on their social.
Jeez.
They had 67 million in 24 hours, which was Saturday. I don't know if the views came out.
Nah, but essentially, they killed it. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me just see if this one has it.
What's this nigga's name?
Night 2 had 145,300.
That what?
145,000. A little over 145,000 were there for night 2.
Sheesh.
But it was two nights of WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah.
That's how big it is. They do two nights now.
That's crazy.
Saturday and Sunday.
So it's like a fucking festival.
And that was the bigger one. The Rock wrestled on Saturday. He didn't even wrestle during that one.
Wow.
The gate was around 32 million.
Jeez.
Yeah, so the that's the only thing gate is out.
32 million. That's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, but at the end of the day, they've made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And The Rock has helped them. Because I think he also sits on the board now or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So now he sits on the board.
Isn't Triple H on that too?
Yeah, I think, isn't he at the helm? I think he's at the helm. Yeah, right. Because he's married to son to Vince, to his daughter.
That's crazy. Like that.
So, you know what I'm saying? But it's a monopoly the way they do their business.
They're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
We should start that.
What?
A wrestling?
A wrestling?
What? We'll bring the Los Boricuas back.
Los Boricuas.
So we could do that. Oh, we should do wrestling against other management companies.
Oh, my
agencies.
God. Yeah, they definitely would lose.
That's what you bring, Kenan.
Yeah, they definitely would lose. We don't even have to do nothing. We bring Ken and the whole
squad.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Shucky, shucky, quack, quack.
Facts.
So,
yeah,
I guess now that we're done with the WWE, maybe we got some WWE fans.
Listen, man. Let me tell you something, brother.
Let me see. If I do this, do you know what this is?
That's Hatchaw Den Sutton?
No, it's the Bushwhackers.
The Bushwhackers.
Sorry.
You know, Mankind.
Yo, that's crazy.
Mankind. He's from Long Island, too. That's crazy.
Yo, do you ever watch, speaking of that real quick, you ever watch the show The Young Rock?
No, I didn't watch it.
You ever watch that? Young Rock? It's dope. Super dope. If you're into wrestling, it's the Rock story. I watch it with Maddox all the time. That's our thing. Yeah, yo, bro.
Yeah, it's so dope. He said that he like gave a breakdown.
Yeah, bro.
It's almost dope. Like everybody hates Chris, but a wrestling version.
Right, but and it's real, right? Was everybody hates Chris like real, like somewhat, real stories?
Yeah, it's a mixture.
Yeah, this was like all the old guys were in there and shows. Yo, it's dope. Something you know, ask Solomon to watch. It's good to watch like with.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like Maddox would be like when Michelle's out or something like that. Hey, you want to finish Young Rock? No, that's how we watch.
Nice.
But shout out to you, Rock.
Yeah.
If you need a manager for your social media.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yo, listen, Rock, hear me out.
You know what I mean?
I know you make $2.3 million per post.
Yeah.
But if you need somebody to help you.
Yeah. First three posts, we'll do 5%. First three. After that, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Listen, we're here for you, buddy.
Yeah.
We're here for you at this group.
Anyway.
I'm trying to do the eye.
Yeah, no, you got to go like this. Anyway, so I guess I haven't set any goals since we shot.
Nah, I mean, because we've been achieving our goals, man.
Like that?
Yeah, we've been achieving. We've been smashing them.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
the goals. Hey, yo.
So, right? Goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you have to go first, right?
Pause. Do I? I guess.
Yeah, because you always have good ones. Pause.
Nah, I mean, listen. The goalkeeper is it's an amazing. First and foremost, that segment for us is dope because it kind of like keeps us accountable. So when I go back and listen or even watch to add to like our 56 viewers, just so that. We can
the mad streaming farm.
Yeah,
they got 3,000. How'd that happen?
Yeah, no, well, I mean, on our shorts, we kicking ass on our shorts.
There you go.
On YouTube Shorts, we out here vibing. But as far as like you know, this segment really holds us accountable to certain things, and we've been kind of rocking. But this goalkeeper, I think I would like to start a new habit. Like, I don't know what it is yet. Like, meaning, when I say sales, you know, you do things every kind of like, it's almost
21 days,
like,
forms of habit.
Huh?
If you do something for 21 days.
Yeah, it's forms of habit. Like, and I'm talking about something like I've never done. Like, I'd rather it is within business or personally. Mm-hmm. It could be either or. And I'm kind of going through like a process of like things that I want to do. Uh-huh. And I'm trying to pick one and create a new habit. I'm not going to be crocheting, you know what I'm saying, or none of that stuff. But something that... you know, that can help me get rid of procrastination.
Okay.
And so, you know, so people may say, oh, well, you could just do this. Well, I have a few things that I want to do, and it helps me, and it's going to help me get over that hump. So I want to pick up something new that I've never done and consistently. So I hopefully by next pod, I will tell you exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But that's my goal, is to pick one, something new, and... Go at it.
I love it. What do you think mine's going to be? Because I'm super whack.
Your goalkeeper is to get back on your...
Yo, I'm so whack. I'm so whack.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here listening to you. You're like, yo, what the hell's this accountable? I'm like, yeah, I got to listen to the... and then when I listen, and it's going to be like back to back to back to back to back, it's going to be like... Get back on my dick. Get back on the dick. Get back on the dick. It's going to be like, oh, saying the same thing. I have my wife now involved, like, with healthiness, right? So, you know, the advice that I give to people, I try to turn it on me.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told her, I said, just eat right. Let's just start by eating right and then do, I said, 5,000 steps a day because I do 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I had a bunch of, yeah, bro, I had like 25,000 steps yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I was talking to you and everybody,
so
I guess to stay there, also iron out this Cater to the Creator, what we're doing with Infuse, like getting this streamlined even better.
Mm-hmm.
and then going to this concert with an open mind.
Yes.
Not walking with the mean mug and be like, I'm not going to like this. Right? So if you see stories of me like this.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna screen record.
You're gonna screen record, and you're gonna send me the eyes like this.
So I can play it here. Like, look at your man at the Bad Bunny concert.
Yeah, so you know, and not be, I'm gonna try to be not negative about my personal situation that's going on.
Gotcha.
Right? And nothing crazy. But I'm not a negative individual.
Oh.
Because I wanna let off right now. This is my letting off without letting off.
Got you.
You know what I mean? So when people affect my parents or anything in my family, it's a problem. So nothing crazy. I don't want to get too dramatic, right? But I just needed to.
Well, yeah. And one more thing I want to say. Today's the last day of Ramadan.
Oh, that's right.
I definitely fast this whole month. As you can see, my skin, because of the fast, has been helping. I've been seeing a lot of comments about my skin. People asking me in my DMs my skin routine. I told them I don't have one. I use Dove, right? I use Dove and coconut oil. But the fast has helped. Definitely dropped some weight. I definitely want to say, you know, have a blessed, you know, Eid to everybody. Because when people see this, we'll be out. Eid would already have gone.
I have a question for you.
And what's up?
What is Eid? So Eid, that I know. And
so Eid is almost, it's a celebration. It's almost like Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So it's one, it's to commence the aspect of, the, you know, fasting for the whole month.
Okay.
Two, it's, you know, you exchange gifts.
Oh, okay.
You give gifts to your, you know, the kids, you know, whoever.
Really?
Yeah, they give gifts, they exchange gifts. It's a Christmas type of situation. And also, we have like two Eids. It's almost like Thanksgiving. Like Thanksgiving would be considered an Eid in a sense of, that type of a holiday.
Okay.
But it's all like obviously religious holidays. Mm-hmm. So that's what the Eid is. So Eid people, you go pray, and then it's a celebration of one, just what you have sacrificed and what you've given up. I know this Ramadan has challenged me in many ways, as far as my cool. I've definitely.
You mad cool though.
Yeah, but.
Oh, you're cool.
My cool.
Oh, you cool.
Yeah, like my anxiety.
Gotcha. Like, oh, being cool.
Yeah, being cool in like stressful situations.
Gotcha.
And also not reacting to it to the point that it drives the level of of anxiety to another, you know, to another level.
Yeah.
But I've been, you know, because if you break your, because you can break your fast in many ways. You can break your fast eating, drinking, whatever. Or even getting upset, you know what I'm saying? And the goal, you know, this Ramadan has helped me not to be that way. I've been very calm. I've been very poised. And it says take 21 days to break a habit. And I think that is now becoming a part of me, as far as, like, you know, somebody says something, and I'm not just quick to run and go do this. I take a step back and listen. So I'm really appreciating that aspect of it this month, and John, he did Ramadan too, you know, and
Ramadan,
you know what I'm saying? And he didn't, and him too, he was just like, you know, it has taught him about himself. You know, he's like, I'm not Muslim, but I'm, you know, I think we should all practice what, you know, everybody, there's just so many people in the world, and you know, he's been doing it himself, and he's saying that he's learned a lot about himself as well. And he said this fast has been different. He's done many fasts before, and he says this fast has probably been his most difficult and most interesting or fast ever. And it's been interesting. That's, I say the least. I've had definitely a clearer mindset, and today is the last day, but I'm definitely appreciating the fact of only being able to eat one time, or not even sometimes, I missed the time I'm supposed to break fast, and look, my oh snap, I gotta break fast. When your stomach start kicking you, you know what I'm saying, and then you feel dehydrated. But nevertheless, man, I appreciate it. This holy month is definitely a eye opener for me, and you know, it sent things your way for you to deflect.
No, for sure.
And that's what it's been. I've been on the deflection mode the last, you know, a few weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's it. We We back.
Yeah, episode 22. You are
22. 22's in my shoes.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure do. Yo, got 22's in my shoes.
I mean, listen.
It's taking us forever to get this right.
Yeah. But nah, man, we here though.
Yeah, no, for sure. Thank you again, as always.
Please like, comment, subscribe.
Leave the comment if you want the drizzles.
Yeah, listen, if you want the draws.
Say it again.
You know what I'm saying? If you want them, please comment, subscribe, like for the Eclipse.
The Eclipse draws.
Africa, this group draws.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? So
we're gonna see. If we still have this box next time, please don't worry, comment. It's all good. Yeah, subscribe, follow Fots Pod on IG, follow This Group Inc. A lot of stuff coming through. Actually, follow Cater to the Creator. You can follow Infuse Influencer. There's a lot of different things we got going on.
Let's go.
All right. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. Peace.